Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons and Vikings this weekend, Kirk Cousins' former team. But what happened last week against the Los Angeles Chargers? Well, Kirk Cousins' four-interception game, he talked about trying to just do too much.
You know, trying to make something happen, you know, is can sometimes get you in trouble. And I think that happened certainly on Sunday. And you got to let the game come to you and let the plays happen as they present themselves. And so that's important, and I think I learned that again, as I have many times. You know, was reminded of that again on Sunday, and so that's just part of playing, is being able to discern, you know, when to make those tight window throws, when not to, and when to throw an opportunity ball and when not to. And it's never perfect, but you certainly try to make it as good as you can.
Did you catch the opportunity ball? Opportunity ball.
Because I think he threw
a word.
I think he threw. Well, do you think the interception was an opportunity ball, or the one in the end zone?
The one in the end zone. I don't know. If it wasn't an opportunity ball, I don't know what it was.
But I've went back and watched that play a few times, and I keep hearing people say, and I've listened to, and I've read stuff. That's the, you know, and people, oh, it should have had Bijan right in front of him. I don't even think that was the play. I thought that the one time I think that you could use maybe the tight end. I thought that would have been the opportunity ball there. Just throw it up, and if anyone can high point it, the 6'6" guy could. I don't know. Like you and I have went back and rewatched the game, and I still, it's a bad thing when I don't know what to say. Like when I can't think of anything to say.
Wow.
It means I'm stumped with what we saw.
This only happens once.
Yeah. Blue moon.
Yeah.
What you're trying to say is the only person that had an opportunity at that ball was about three of the Chargers standing in the end zone, that any three of them could have caught that. But no, I mean, I think that, look, Kirk's always fair, right? He's always fair in the way he assesses his own play. He knows it was bad. It's not like he's out there blaming receivers or blaming coaches or blaming concepts. He's just simply, hey, I got to be more calculated and make, what do you say, tight window throws and opportunity balls. And that's, sincerely, if you are rooting for Kirk Cousins, that's all you can ask of him right now. Now, the guys from Dukes and Bell did a good job kind of asking about where Kirk's at, asking about, you know, Michael Penix and a couple of other things yesterday that we'll listen to coming up. But just as far as Kirk's, you know, mindset, he sounds like he's doing his best at this point, given what happened on Sunday.
And it sounds, not that he never sounded sincere before, but you can kind of just hear it in his voice. If I'm just going off of that, just the disappointment from Sunday and how, yeah, if anyone knows that they need to correct some things, it's him.
Yeah, I know that for most of us, we don't get to go back and watch our work days on film, but we try to relive like when something went wrong, right? If you were in a sales meeting and you maybe flubbed a presentation or something, right? Or like for me, like yesterday we did an interview and I didn't like one of my questions. And I was like, man, that sucked. And you can go back and listen and hear it. It has got to be cringe when you go back and watch film and you just were horrible.
You watched clips on TV of yourself on TV.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure he's sitting in the room and he's seeing the all 22 of like what's actually happening and what he did. And you're like,
gotta feel brutal. Oh. Yeah.
And imagine watching that in front of teammates. Like, Mike, what is that like? When you screw up so bad and you go back and have to watch it with others?
Tell you something. In college, Saban does the good, bad, and the ugly. And it's like when it's bad, he's cussing you out. And when it's ugly, he doesn't even say anything. But obviously wants to highlight the good. Yeah. So I think my senior year, we were playing LSU, and I gave up a safety on a sack. I think Nevis was the guy's name, the defensive tackle. I got just completely swam moved and gave up a sack, and the guy sacked Greg McElroy in the end zone. And the entire crowd is like looking at me like, what? And Saban put the tape on in the film room after we won the game, thankfully. Saban puts the tape on, doesn't say anything. And I'm like, oh, my God, I want to crawl under this desk. I want to dig a hole through the concrete floor and jump in the hole and put the carpet back over where I was just sitting. Like, there is no worse feeling than being around your teammates who you know blood, sweat, and tears for years to get to these points in these games. Thank goodness we won. Kirk obviously cannot say the same things this weekend watching film.
Probably made you guys stronger.
In the end, it does, Tiff. Right? In the end, it's called accountability.
It is.